Hey, Woman of Strength, this is Megan, your host here at the VBAC Link. We know that planning your VBAC can be full of surprises, but what diapers you choose for your VBAC baby shouldn't be one of them. That's why our team loves Coterie. Their diapers are made with clean and sustainable ingredients, something we know that is important to our community. And the best part is they hold up to 16 ounces of liquid for up to 12 hours of leak protection. Try them today and get 20% off your first order of $40 or more with code VBAC20 at checkout. That is VBAC20 at checkout. Hi, birth workers. This one's for you. In an ideal world, VBAC parents would be treated just like any other birthing parents. In today's world, most medical providers sadly don't fully support VBAC parents. However, 90% of parents with a prior cesarean are good candidates to attempt a VBAC. This is why we have created the Advanced VBAC Doula Certification Program. In this doula course, we share evidence-based data for you to educate your clients, teach you the tools on helping them how to process past fears and trauma, or helping them decide if VBAC is even right for them. You will feel better prepared to support them during this beautiful experience. All VBAC certified doulas are listed on our website so parents know who you are. To learn more, go to thevbaclink.com. Hey guys, it's Megan. Guess what? Today is our last 2024 episode. I cannot believe that is the end of the year. I absolutely cannot believe it. It feels like just yesterday that we started doing two episodes a week. And here we are, what, 11 months later. We started in February. You guys, it has been such a great year. We have had so many incredible episodes from placenta, abruption, faith over fear, breach VBACs, post-date, what do policies mean, National Midwifery Week. We talked, two of my favorites because they came on twice is Dr. Fox. We have had Dr. Fox on a couple times. We have talked to doulas and tips from a VBAC doula. We've had fun episodes where we've had some of our VBAC Link certified doulas on as co-hosts. Oh my gosh, so many great things. And I don't know if you've noticed, but in October, we started doing a themed week. So every two episodes in 1 month was a theme. So for October, we had midwifery. It was National Midwifery Week. And so we talked about midwives and the stats about midwives. And then we had CNM Paige come on with our very own Lily, who talked more about midwifery care, what does it look like, how to choose, can midwives support VBAC, all of that fun stuff. And then in November, it was Veterans Day, so we had some military mamas on there and more about, you know, how to navigate that. We talked a little bit about TRICARE and tips on navigating birth as a service member or as a significant other. So that was really, really fun. And then this month, we touched on uterine abnormalities. So we had Flannery talking about her bicornate uterus and more about specific types of uteruses and what does that mean. It's so weird to think, but there are different types of uteruses, you guys, and that doesn't mean that if you have a different type of uterus, you can't VBAC. It may mean you may be faced with some challenges like a breech baby or something like that, but we wanted to share more about that because that's not talked about. But it's not going to stop. We have got that coming all year. 2025 is going to have a lot of really fun, specific episodes. And the reason why I did this is because I wanted to have a whole week in two episodes. I wanted to have a week where people could come and just binge two specific episodes that they may be looking for. We have a lot of people writing in saying, hey, I'm looking for VBAC after multiple cesareans. Hey, I'm looking for breech stories. Hey, I would like to hear more healing CBAC stories or planned cesarean stories. So we wanted to have it so they could just do two episodes back to back. And then, of course, there's episodes all throughout the whole podcast that we have that you can go back and find. But this way you can find it in one week, two episodes back to back. So we've got things like CBAC coming, VBAC after multiple cesarean. Like I said, we've got breech. We have OB week. That's really going to be fun. We have, oh man, I'm trying to think. So many other things. Special scars. We have a special scars month. We are just gonna have months where it's gonna be typically that second week is gonna be a specific theme and topic. So don't forget to check that out coming up in 2025. Like I said, we started it back in October. Okay, some other really fun and exciting things coming up. I do have a surprise for you, but unfortunately, you're gonna have to wait till 2025. I'm really excited for a series, and yeah, it's gonna be so good. So make sure to come back next week in 2025 to learn more about a surprise that I have coming your way. Then, in addition to that surprise and our theme weeks, I'm actually going to be rebroadcasting some of our old episodes. As you know, we are getting up there. We are at 365 episodes today, which is so dang exciting. I cannot thank you guys enough for continuing to support this podcast, for coming back, listening, downloading these episodes, and just being here with us. We see you in our community on Facebook. We see you on Instagram. We see you downloading and listening. We're getting messages in regards to these stories and how much they are connecting with people. You guys, these stories are incredible. So, just a reminder also, we're always accepting submissions. Now, we can't get to every submission because we do get a lot of submissions, which is so fun to go through. And we share them on our social media if we can't. Share them sometimes on the podcast. But please, if you have a story that you would like to submit and share with the other women of strength that are coming after you and wanting to hear these empowering messages, please go to the vbacklink.com/share, I believe, and submit your podcast story. Okay, going back. So we're rebroadcasting episodes. So I have gone back, listened to probably 10 or 12 episodes. Some of our really, really amazing episodes. And I've kind of found some nuggets after re-listening that I'm pulling through and giving tips. So we're going to have extra tips, extra links. Also, if there's been updated things, updated studies, maybe that we've talked about back in 2018 that's now been updated, we want to make sure that we freshen up those episodes and bring them back to the more recent episodes. So if you have a favorite episode that you would like to hear rebroadcasted, or one that you just listened to on repeat, will you let us know? Email us at info@thevbacklink.com and let us know what your favorite episode is and why. And/or if you're looking for some more information or to elaborate more on a topic that maybe we discussed, but we didn't go into far detail, that I can maybe go into deeper detail. Choosing the right diaper is kind of like choosing the right VBAC supportive provider. It's all about trust, reliability, and knowing you're in good hands. That's why our team at the VBAC Link loves Coterie diapers. They're designed to hold up to 16 ounces of liquid, providing up to 12 hours of leak protection, and are made of hypoallergenic, clean materials you can feel good about. One of our team members, Lily, shares about how she's been using Coterie since she had her C-section baby. And she says she tried a few brands but experienced significantly fewer leaks with Coterie. It was a no-brainer choice to use them again with her VBAC baby. It's things like this and fewer leaks that make a big difference in our parenting journey. Use code VBAC20 to save 20% off your first order of $40 or more and give them a try. That's VBAC20 at checkout. Hey everyone, this is Megan. Preparing for my VBA2C was pretty lonely at times. This is why I, along with Julie, created a Facebook community for all the parents preparing for their VBACs. You can find the link to the community in the episode notes today, or head over to facebook.com and search the VBAC Link community. This is our safe space to share our stories, tips, and advice on how to achieve a VBAC and ask each other questions. Just remember, studies show 60-80% of people who attempt a VBAC will be successful. We're here for each other on this journey. To join, go over to facebook.com and search the VBAC Link community and start feeling the love and support today. Okay, I'm trying to think, you guys. We've had so many just amazing things this year. Okay, blogs. We have been pumping out blogs like crazy. So many incredible things from preparing for your VBAC, five things to do before you get pregnant, recovering from a cesarean birth. We talk about prenatal. You guys, if you've been with us for a while, you know we absolutely love and adore Needed. We wholeheartedly trust everything that they produce. We love them. And they have really been so gracious to offer us a wonderful 20% off discount code. So don't forget that. That is still valid. You can go to thisisneeded.com and type in VBAC, VBAC 20, and get 20% off your order. So we talk more about why prenatal nutrition matters. We talk about creating your ideal hospital environment. We talk about C-section scar massage, why it's important. That one is a big one that isn't talked about enough. We talk about hiring doulas, things to put on your registry, more about red raspberry leaf tea. We talk about heartburn and Tums, and then also what else can Tums do to help us in our VBAC? So many things. We talk about positions and balls, using the ball, and oh my gosh, just so many incredible things. We've got so many blogs coming that, at your at the vbaclink.com/blog. So make sure to check out the blog and learn more about these topics. Membrane sweeps, VBAC after multiple cesarean, more about uterine rupture. If you're looking for that VBAC provider, definitely want to check out our blog about how to find out that you might need to switch your provider. And then, of course, we have our VBAC course. You guys, I love this course so much. And another big reason why we're going to kind of be re-airing our episodes is so we can keep updating this course. This course, birth in general, is updating all the time. This course is just, oh, Julie and I created it a long time ago, and it is my baby. And I'm so excited for this course because I have seen so many people get the information that they need, feel more empowered and equipped to have a VBAC. And then we actually have a birth worker course, and the birth worker course is to certify VBAC doulas or birth workers. And it actually is accredited 8 ICEA credits. So if you have a doula that hasn't been in our course yet, maybe suggest that to them. Or if you're a birth worker listening, I highly suggest it. We have a VBAC link doula directory. So if you're looking for a doula, or like I said, if you are a birth worker and you want to be found, we want to help you be found. You can find a doula at thevbaclink.com/find-a-doula. And if you're a birth worker, you can check out your area. California, I know, needs more doulas. Texas, and there's a lot of states that need more doulas. So we would love to add you to our family. Okay, you guys, I'm trying to think what else. Oh my gosh. Could not leave without saying this. This year, we updated our provider list. It is on Instagram. You can go to the VBAC link at Instagram, click on our little link tree in our bio, and it is the top one to find a supportive provider in your area. Now, if you have a provider that should be on this list, or if you are a provider and want to be on this list, please email us at info@thevbaclink.com, or you can email us on Instagram so we can get your provider listed. We really need providers that accept VBAC after multiple cesareans, breach VBAC, and are just VBAC supportive in general. You guys, it is so stinking silly and stupid how hard it is to sometimes find a provider. So please check out that form. If your provider is supportive, please, please, please let us know so we can get them listed. Okay, you guys, I think that is about everything. It's been such a great 2024. I am so grateful again for you guys. I hope that you will continue to join us for 2025 because we do have more incredible episodes coming your way from a lot of VBACs after two cesareans. We have polyhydramnios, so high fluid. We have HBACs, we have CBACs, we're gonna have another OB on, couple OBs actually, and oh, special scar, just so many great things, you guys. So we will catch you in 2025. I hope you guys have a fantastic new year.
Would you like to be a guest on the podcast? Head over to thevbacklink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbacklink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
Hi, birth workers. This one's for you. In an ideal world, VBAC parents would be treated just like any other birthing parents. In today's world, most medical providers sadly don't fully support VBAC parents. However, 90% of parents with a prior cesarean are good candidates to attempt a VBAC. This is why we have created the Advanced VBAC Doula Certification Program. In this doula course, we share evidence-based data for you to educate your clients, teach you the tools on helping them how to process past fears and trauma, or helping them decide if VBAC is even right for them. You will feel better prepared to support them during this beautiful experience. All VBAC certified doulas are listed on our website so parents know who you are. To learn more, go to thevbacklink.com.